You know I like doing interviews, right? And talking to different people, different musicians, and I am going to use this as an opportunity to announce the first episode of my new podcast, Sharp Conversations. And if you can figure that out, it's a play on words. So we're going to do an interview tonight. And I should tell you that tonight's episode of Sharp Conversations is brought to you by envelopes.net. You send packages with stamps, but what about the envelopes? Enter Sharp Conversations for a 1% discount on your fourth order. That's Sharp Conversations, coupon code Sharp Conversations for a 1% discount on your fourth order. So tonight, first episode of the show, this is as big as it gets. This guy, he's from my home state, and he's pretty much a living legend and an icon. He's down here in Nashville recording an album, and I guess we should just get to it. It is my honor to bring to the stage the one and only Bruce Springsteen. Let's hear it for the boss. Bruce Springsteen. Oh, wait. No. No. No.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
It's Barry Dworkin.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. What happened to Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, well, you know what? He's making a record in town. And something tells me right about now he's wondering who slashed the tires on his SUV and stuffed a potato in the tailpipe.
Uh-huh. And that was you?
Baby.
Maybe.
Yeah, baby.
Baby?
Baby.
Baby.
M-A-Y-B-E. Baby.
Barry, I have all this. I'm ready to interview Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
I have questions for the boss.
Right.
They have nothing to do with you.
Oh, look, you could just ask me the same questions because it's the same talent level, right? It's the same talent level, and so it warrants the same questions.
You know what? This will be funny, actually, because these questions will not track for you. But okay, well, actually, this first one. What is the first album you bought?
Oh, I remember this like it was yesterday. The first album I bought with my own money, my mommy gave me money to mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I mowed the lawn, she paid me, and I went right to the record store, and I bought High Hopes.
Wow, High Hopes. Sinatra.
Sinatra has a record called High Hopes?
Yeah, yeah. Frank Sinatra, High Hopes.
No, I bought the Bruce Springsteen record, High Hopes.
That record came out like last year.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the first record you ever bought.
Yeah, I know.
How old are you?
54.
54, and that's the first album you ever bought.
Yeah.
How did you manage to never buy an album before that?
Well, I always liked music, but I just never thought you'd have to pay for it. So I just tape stuff, but you know, I steal stuff.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, have you heard this thing called Friendster? It's where you get... free stuff, music?
Friendster.
Yeah, what do you think it's called?
You're getting free music on Friendster.
I think so. Oh, yeah.
Barry,
I also want to say, yeah. I've been talented for the Nashville Bandana Convention, and I want to say I've seen some great new designs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
look at that. Is that one of them?
That's one of them, yeah.
It's like a camo kind of thing.
Guess how much it cost.
A dollar.
$420.
$400? That one band. Why would that bandana cost $420?
Because it's camo.
You really...
There's not much camo left.
I didn't... You would know better than I would. Well, Barry, this question does not track even a little bit. You wrote almost 100 songs for the Darkness on the Edge of Town sessions before settling on the final 10. What was that songwriting process like?
Well, look, I think everyone in this room, to a man and to a woman, will agree that Darkness on the Edge of Town sucks.
No.
It's terrible.
No, people are not going to agree.
It's too dark.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we don't need that stuff in our lives. But look... Yeah, I may not have written as many songs as Bruce Springsteen, but I've only written three, but they're all phenomenal songs.
Okay, one of them is...
Rock and Roll Dreams Will Come True.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which of course, is possibly the only song that's 2 minutes long that has 14 characters with all fairly identical names. It's pretty great.
Yeah, so it's a very wordy song.
Oh, yeah, it's great, though. Yeah.
And what other songs?
Well, the other song is called I Wanna Do Ya.
Okay.
And the other song, I'm not quite done yet, but I'll give you a little taste of it. I think I got the lyrics.
Okay. What are you fishing out there? No?
That was the first one, sorry.
But what was that one?
That's my grocery list.
It's your grocery list.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell your grocery list from your song.
Yeah, I'm getting older. I can't see that good.
What's on the grocery list?
Don't do this to me.
No, what? No, what is on? What's on it? Give us a...
Provolone. Cheddar. American. Swiss. Ham. White bread. Beer. Glade powder fresh. Candy, Glade Fresh Morning.
More Glade.
Beans. Glade Sewer Rescue.
That's a Glade scent sewer rescue.
Yes.
What's going on over at your house?
What's going on down there is the big question.
Oh.
But I don't look. It's human nature.
So what's this song? This third song of yours.
Don't nobody steal this. Baba, let me into those khakis, and I'll take you down to Orgasm Street. That's all I got so far.
That's it? Wow. Okay. Yeah. So. All right. Let's see here. Nope, that one doesn't work. You know, one thing I should do is give some context for who you are, in case anybody doesn't know.
Sure.
You, Barry Dworkin, were the frontman for a band called The Gas Station Dogs.
That's correct.
And you put
thanks.
The band. Yeah, you
a lot
put
of
that,
dog heads out there.
You put that band together, and you were very particular on how you wanted the band to look.
That's correct. I needed a keyboardist who wore a spacesuit, but also only had 1% body fat.
Mm-hmm. But you have your own look going that might not be as demanding.
Well, yeah, it's my band, right? It's my band. I can do whatever I want.
Uh-huh. So the Gas Station Dogs started. You had your song, Rock and Roll Dreams Will Come Through.
Right, right.
Then things got a little dicey, didn't they?
A little bit dicey, yeah. See, we started off as the Gas Station Dogs, and then, I really got into it. Some people said it went to my head, so I changed the name of it to the Gas Station Dogs with Barry Dworkin.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guys in the band became total dicks.
Yeah.
And then they quit. And then they formed a band called the Gas Station Dogs without Barry Dworkin.
And what happened to the Gas Station Dogs without Barry Dworkin? What's that?
I need a bunch of hair
back. No, it's if you every time you mumble, it doesn't matter. I make you say it louder anyway.
That's true. What? You do. I don't. I never thought of that. That's true. Yeah.
What happened?
They had a lot of hit records.
Uh huh. And then what happened to you?
I got sued.
You got sued.
I got sued after that.
Oh,
I sued them.
You sued them.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
Not so good.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you're never going to believe this, but the judge took an instant dislike to me. I mean, could you imagine this?
I have no idea how that
could
happen.
I walked in just like this.
How on earth? Yeah. Uh-huh.
I did the Dworkin strut, right?
Yeah. 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 The Dworkin strut.
Yeah, did that. Did a little bit of that for like 14 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And can I just guess here? This is total shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Did you represent yourself?
I sure did, yes.
Uh-huh. And was there a moment when you were, like, cross-examining yourself and you, like, ran back and forth from
I did.
From the box to the
I did.
Thing?
Yeah, like 14 times.
Yeah, and you're getting out of breath.
Getting out of breath, yeah, sweating a lot. Yeah. And guess what I did to myself?
What?
I told myself I couldn't handle the truth.
Yeah. And then what did you say to you?
I said, you're out of order. And then I said, it's a mockery of a sham of two mockeries of a sham.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a Woody Allen movie where he did it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but look, that's fine. But what happened? What was the verdict?
Don't make me say it, please.
No, you just say it. It's your story.
The judge awarded my ex-bandmates everything.
Uh-huh.
Including the clothes I was wearing that day.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it means that I was naked by the end of the session, and I had to go into the men's room and fashion a pair of culottes out of 5 rolls of toilet paper.
You had to fashion culottes so you could leave the courtroom.
I did, yes, yeah. Yeah. Not a good look.
No. Well, let's... Oh. You've had so many career highs, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, playing stadiums. But what achievement are you most proud of?
Well, I think number one is probably fashioning those culottes out of toilet paper. That's quite the achievement. No one's really done that before. Secondly, probably my first gold record.
You have a gold record?
Oh yeah, I've got several. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What? Tell me about this gold record.
Well, the first one, of course, was for Slippery When Wet.
The Bon Jovi album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You played on Slippery When Wet.
No, but I have a gold record for it.
Okay. How do you have a gold record for Slippery When Wet? Don't mumble. No, you're going to have to say it loudly.
I broke into Richie Sambora's house and I took it.
Okay.
There.
So you broke into Richie Sambora's house.
Yes.
And you said that you had, that was your first gold record, and you have more than one?
Yes.
Like what else?
Oh, boy. I got one for The River.
The Bruce Springsteen
That's
album?
That's correct, yeah.
Uh-huh. And how'd you get that? Broke into his SUV. Just say it.
I broke into his SUV, and I took it. What kind of idiot travels with their gold records? That's stupid. Just ask it for it to be picked.
That's his fault. What other ones?
Oh, boy. Black Parade.
The Black Parade. That's My Chemical Romance.
That's right. They're my boys. Yeah.
You. And how'd you get that?
Broke into their rehearsal space.
What?
I broke into their rehearsal space and I took it.
Okay. Any other ones?
Oh, boy. Especially For You, Smithereens.
And how'd you get that?
Broke into Pat DiNizio's camper van and I took it.
You broke into Pat DiNizio's what?
Camper van.
Pat DiNizio's camper van.
Yes, don't judge me. I judge you.
Oh, so you just steal these records with no sense of decency.
No, I'm liberating those. Those guys never play those records. I play them.
Wait, you play a gold album.
I sure do. I take it off the wall and I smash it. And I get the disc and I put it on my turntable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Sounds like S.
Uh-huh.
That's shit. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like shit.
Yes, I figured everybody knew when you said
F. At first I thought my stylist was effed up. That's fucked up.
Okay.
But
So you played the gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barry, this is just a disaster here with this. You're a thief. I really don't have any more questions to, I guess I could see if we're going to keep this going.
No, man, you're a disaster.
I don't.
What? Are you guys tired of this guy or what? You know what?
What?
Here's what you need. Here's what you all need. You guys need a song. Your town's cool, but you need a song about the coolest town ever. Hey, let's bring back Willie and the Mason Jars, all right? You guys get your buns up here, all right? Get your damn buns up here.
Okay, so you're bringing the band back.
Saddle up there, my men. Got Nashville's finest. You guys are the best band out of this town since Fucked. Didn't think I knew the deep stuff, did you? Because I don't buy records, right? Yeah, I know that stuff.
Did you get that from the library?
I stole it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, anyway, listen up. The town is called Newbridge, right?
Yeah.
Right? We got a roving sinkhole. We got that there. We got, how many movie theaters do we got there, Tob?
Just one.
That's right. We're working on more. You know, it's going to be entertainment capital of the world. All right? My man, are you ready for this? All right. We're Newbridge. We're coming to get you.